Kevin, right now you're on tour and you're touring by train. Actually, that seems to be a new, let's say, common way of touring, to have less equipment as possible and to take the train to go to the concerts. Is that kind of a consequence of the economic crisis?
I mean, I didn't realize it was a common thing. That's actually nice. It's a little bit of money. It's a little bit of environment. It's a little bit of wanting to try something new, a little bit of wanting to see the country out the window of a train and read a book and not be in a car. I'm in a car 200 days a year, so, or a van, or, yeah, I was able to get, I think, 5 or 6 days of rail travel for like 112 euro. So I was really surprised by that. So yeah, it doesn't hurt.
And does it work really good, or?
So far, today's the first day, but it works better than flying. I flew to Cologne from the UK last night, where I was on tour, and I ended up getting there, I think, with all the delays and cancellations. I think I got there at 7:30 p.m. and was on stage by 9. So, but today, I got here at 5:20. I met people at the train station. I came over to you guys, and I'll be over at the venue with time to do a sound check and eat dinner, and I got to read 100 pages of my book and take a nap, and yeah, it was pretty good.
Let me just translate it in a short way for the listeners. Also Kevin Divine ist unterwegs mit der Bahn jetzt hier in Deutschland und er findet es im Moment sehr, sehr gut, nicht immer im Auto sitzen zu müssen und immer fahren zu müssen, sondern jetzt auch mal aus dem Fenster schauen zu können, Buch zu lesen. Und er hat auch das Gefühl, dass er jetzt früher ankommt, denn er hatte jetzt gerade auf dem Flug von England nach Köln ziemlich viel Verspätung und kam erst sehr, sehr knapp an. Jetzt mit dem Zug ist alles viel, viel einfacher und jetzt ist er hier bei uns im Studio relativ pünktlich. Alles ist super. Kevin, the question, is it a different tour feeling to travel by train than traveling with a bus or a nightline? I mean, do you feel there's a difference, a real difference?
Well, I've only been on a bus or a nightliner twice when I was supporting people and they let me come on the bus with them. It's van, car, and that's as rich as my tastes get. But yeah, I think it's something about it today felt a little bit more like you just sort of giving yourself over to it. There was less, I don't know, it was very peaceful. The time passed really quickly, where sometimes in a van or a car it can stretch out. and it was a cool way to see, because I think the rail lines are built to go through it's not like they're totally parallel to the motorway.
Yeah.
So you see different parts of the country, and I mean, Cologne to here, if I'm correct, is pretty far.
It is, yeah.
Is it west to east?
West.
Yeah, so I mean, we came west to east all 6 hours and got to see pretty amazing scenery, lots of like farmland and lots of forest and lots of graffiti-covered buildings and lots of fields of wind, massive spinning windmills. And, you know, those things are there on the motorway, but I don't know. Something about traveling by train, you feel like you're gliding or something. I like it.
Yeah. Also Kevin mag es sehr, wenn er mit dem Zug fährt, weil er sieht jetzt mal ganz andere Sachen, die er vorher nie gesehen hat, wenn er auf der Autobahn unterwegs war, ganz normal durch die Lande hier in Deutschland. Und er hat immer das Gefühl, dass er so ein bisschen gleitet, wenn er unterwegs ist. Let's talk about your new record. To me, the old Kevin Divine songs were mostly reduced acoustic songs. Now Brothers Blood is more of a band record for me personally. I don't know if you really feel this the same way, but did you wanted it to sound that way, that it's more like a band record?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is more of a band record. The band on this record, some of the guys like Mike Skinner and Chris Bracco, who produced it, I've been playing with Mike since he was in my old band, Miracle of 86, and we've been playing together for, you know, 7 years. Chris has been involved in my music for 7 years. Russell Smith, who plays on the record, has been in my live band since Make the Clocks Move and on every record since Split the Country, so 5-6 years. But we got another guitar player, Mike Stramberg, a guy playing keyboards and percussion, Brian Bonds, and their guys they're only been doing this with me for 2.5 years or so. So having this group, it just felt more muscular and the songs felt a little darker. or something. And yeah, I'm not really good at making conscious choices about my music. It's just like whatever comes out is what comes out. And these songs felt, some of them anyway, felt, there's still folk songs on the record and poppy stuff and stuff that's somewhere in the middle, but some of them felt a little bit more aggressive. But I also feel like every record I've made has some of that. It's not like there's no snarly, screamy, punky energy on those records, but this one I feel like it is different. I think part of that's because a lot of the other records, while I've always had other people play on them, I've written 85% of the music. This was the first record where it was kind of like letting the band be a band, the guys who play in the goddamn band, and they kind of wrote their own parts rather than learned parts that I'd written or I just played on the record. So I think that's a big part of it too. And I think the effort, the results speak for themselves. I mean, I personally feel like the guys killed it. You know, just I think they did such a great job. So
yeah. Also Kevin hat schon den Eindruck, dass das neue Album vielleicht ein bisschen dunkler geworden ist, vielleicht ein bisschen aggressiver auch. Aber natürlich war da schon immer in der Musik von Kevin Devine so ein bisschen dieser dunkle, aggressive Touch. Und das hat er jetzt mit der neuen Band oder mit der Besetzung, mit der er das aktuelle Album aufgenommen hat, eben ein bisschen stärker fokussiert. Aber er kennt die Leute, mit denen er die Sachen aufgenommen hat, natürlich schon seit Jahren. Und er hat auch selber so ein bisschen tatsächlich das Gefühl, dass es mehr ein Band-Album geworden ist als eine Solo-Akustik-Platte. Kevin, Brothers Blood is your first album after Capitol Records, a major label.
Yeah.
They dropped you. I mean, that is, the truth, the reality, whatever. was it a noticeable difference when you wrote and produced your new album then?
You know, what's weird about the Capitol thing was that, I mean, I got dropped very quickly, and I got dropped when Capitol was merged with Virgin by EMI, the parent company. So me getting dropped, I got dropped with like 50 other bands, and it had nothing to do with what we were, how we were or weren't performing, or so I don't have a lot of like, it's weird. I think that me getting dropped was in some ways the best thing that ever happened to me, because I was able to use their money for a little while to build a fan base and tour without getting stuck in that world. And I think that, you know, with making Put Your Ghost to Rest, they never came around and said, like, this needs a single, this needs a radio edit, this needs to be poppier. The A&R guy came in a handful of times, listened to it, loved it, was like, this is exactly the record I think you should be making. There was never, in fact, maybe if there was more of that, we would have sold more records. I don't know, but they, or maybe not, you know, but, you know, their problem was one of just total organizational disorder and bad timing. This record though, one thing I can't say against EMI or Capitol was that there was anyone over my shoulder telling me to write like a James Blunt record or something. They weren't.
Yeah.
Nor were they telling me to write like a Fall Out Boy record or a Bright Eyes record. They were just telling me to write my record. Yeah. And I did, and I really love that record, but I think that this record, you know, what was so different about it was not, in fact, Favorite Gentleman, the label, the indie that we put it out with in the States, they might have even been more. Okay. They were like, they had their own sequencing ideas and what songs should, and I kind of thought that was really cool because I respect them, but I also was going to do whatever, you know, it was our record, and that's ultimately what won out. But But what I think what was most different had to do with the songs and making it in Brooklyn in 11 days in a studio we're comfortable in, rather than 2 months in Los Angeles in these like places that, and I loved working out there, but it was just something that I never thought I'd do, and totally different experience. This felt a lot more like normal.